All right. Hello and welcome to the first segment of Pass the Ox. I'm Emily.
And I'm Divine.
And we will be your hosts tonight. Now, in the wake of Dr. Ford's testimony and Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation, we're going to share our favorite female artists to prove that girls kick butt.
Yeah, that's right. But of course, you already knew that.
All right. So first up, the first artist we're going to play tonight actually ended up in our submissions recently. So getting right into it, this is Got Me Drinking by Eklo. All right. That was Eklo, Got Me Drinking. So I only heard this song for the first time a few hours ago. But really digging the kind of pop soul fusion she brings. So a little bit about Eklo. She's a Trini Canadian artist hailing from Toronto. Now her stage name, Eklo, is spelt the same way as Echo, but with an L. She explained on her website that her music is kind of like echoes of her own past. To quote, only keeping the echoes of the lessons learned and leaving the pain and mistakes behind. So her experience as a woman of color in the boys' club that is the music scene has given her music a strong voice in the fight to be heard. Now I'm going to play one more track by Eklo. This next one's called Head High.
Head high, heart low, fake it till you feel it. I'ma push on till I break.
All right. Apologies, just a little bit of technical difficulties. All right, so that song we were just playing was Head High by Eklo. So if you like her sound, look out for Eklo's debut album, Echolocation, which is out October 26th.
So the next song we'll be playing is by Grace VanderWaal, which I personally think it's very, very underrated. She is an American singer-songwriter who won American Got Talent 2017 or 16, don't remember much. But she, surprising fact about Grace VanderWaal is that she is 14 years old, but has the voice of a 28-year-old woman. So it's really, really sexy. And then she has like a cool vibe about her. And then she's really mature for her age. Basically, I love her sound, everything she represents. So this is Grace VanderWaal, Moonlight. So that was Grace VanderWaal with Moonlight. Like I said, amazing singer-songwriter. Love her. You guys should totally check her up on Spotify. She's really underrated. So like, let's bring that girl power up, right? So the next we have is Cyndi Lauper, which a lot of us already know how freaking awesome she is.
A classic.
Classic. True Colors.
So you guys didn't hear it, but Divine was definitely singing along.
Love her. She is. Because I am a little bit of a 90s freak, and definitely Cyndi Lauper is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, celebrate this feminist agenda.
Cyndi Lauper is the image.
All right. So our next girl power artist is coming from Vancouver. So without further ado, this is Jessica Wake Up. All right, that was Jessica with Wake Up. So that song definitely belongs on a night drive playlist.
Definitely. Road trips. Mm-hmm. Love road trips.
Mm-hmm. So despite her songs having kind of a self-described dark lyrics, darker vibe, Jessica with a CK, if you want to look her up, maintains her pop vibe. And that's pretty evident in this next song called Eve of Your Leave. I just realized I don't think anyone could hear me. Yeah? Okay, cool. You can all hear me. I am glad. So this next one is Jessica, Eve of Your Leave.
Okay, so that was Jessica.
Eve of Your Leave.
I love her voice. It's very, very soothing. Mm-hmm. And calm. You know how everyone's trying to be soprano now for some reason? But she's very, like, tenor. So low and so calm. Like, you can just sleep to it. You know, take a long drive if you're, like, feeling a little lonely or something. Mm-hmm. I love her. Definitely tune into Jessica. Awesome. So the next song we're actually going to be playing is one of my best artists, of course, Rihanna. She is a goddess. We all know that. We all know Rihanna. So it's going to be Man Down by Rihanna. Okay, so that was Rihanna, Man Down. A little history about the song. We all know the song, what's about, if you watch the video, of course. It's pretty much very, very obvious. Just talking about society today and going through assault, what women go through, what if they should actually, like, kill the person or, like, forgive and move on. But I personally love the song because of how her voice sounded. Very mellow and very chill, and there's so much emotion behind it. And, of course, it's Rihanna. Like, let's be honest, guys. Who doesn't like Rihanna? If you don't like Rihanna, you know you're lying to yourself. But it's okay. So the next song we're going to be playing is by Sia, who has the best freaking voice I have ever heard. Sia, it would be Big Girls Cry. Okay, so that was Sia, Big Girls Cry. Sorry, guys, I know it was a little bit depressing, but, well, that's just my taste in music. So, Sia, of course, who doesn't know Sia, awesome. How can you guys talk about strong female artists without bringing Sia, Rihanna, and Sydney Lauper? Let's be honest, guys. These are the image of feminism and the image of I really don't care. I'm gonna be who I wanna be. Like, how many people have seen Sia's eyes? Because I haven't. Like, let's be honest. But I love Sia. She has an amazing voice. She's gorgeous. Her style is amazing. So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, really glad you're bringing all the classics to the table. And I think this is what tonight really needs. All right, so I'm going to change it a bit from those low-key vibes. So the next group I've brought for tonight probably needs no introduction for many of you. So without further ado, as I said like four times already tonight, this is T-Shirt by The Bee Gees. That was Beaches, or The Beaches, T-Shirt. So I'm just going to start off by saying I think they are totally badass. After like looking them up a bit, they just have a really strong sound and frankly a really cool retro style. So if you haven't heard of them, The Beaches are an all-female alt-rock band from Toronto, and they rock for sure. So all the songs I'm playing tonight are from their 2017 album, Late Show. And the next one, just beware, Zach and Cody, this next one is called Sweet Life. That was Sweet Life by The Bee Gees. So, Divine, going off tonight's theme of the feminist agenda, what do you think of the term girl band? So I'm only asking because when you think of boy band, it's usually made up of like conventionally attractive guys who don't actually play any instruments. And although I want to acknowledge that like The Bee Gees and all these cool chicks are an all-female band, I want to avoid the term girl band label.
I completely understand where you're coming from, but I think people confuse band and group, right?
Okay.
I would consider, like, let's say One Direction as a group, but not a band, because they do not play a single instrument. Or a Fifth Harmony is a group, because they don't play any single instrument. But The Bee Gees definitely is what I would consider as a band, and because it's called a rock band, you know? Like, I don't remember the name, but this new band Joe Jonas is in, DNCE.
Yes.
That is definitely what I would classify as a rock band, because they play instruments and he's the singer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Jonas Brothers was a band. They play instruments, you know? One Direction, Fifth Harmony, come on. They're a group. A group of attractive guys who can sing. A group of attractive girls who can sing. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Yeah, because I don't want to, like, undermine, like, you never think if you're thinking of, or you would never refer to, like, the Rolling Stones as a all-guy band. You would never have to specify that.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately. But I do want to highlight all-female band, but girls, you are just a rock band to me. All right, so I'm just totally overthinking it, but you make some good points.
Thank you, I always do. You're a little overthinking it. Yeah.
Well, maybe this is just another feature of the underlying patriarchy that we live in. Who knows?
Right.
But we're gonna take it down one step at a time.
Yeah, so we're gonna slow it down, like really slow it down. So we will be playing Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love. I know a lot of us have been in the car with our parents and they're just jamming the song. So that's how we all know the song. But let's be honest, did we ever really know who actually sang the song? Like, Emily, did you know who sang the song?
Okay, honestly, no. I knew the song word for word. But if you asked me Leona Lewis, I wouldn't have
exactly. known. And I think personally, her voice is amazing. Did you hear that high pitch?
Oh, yeah.
That's really impressive. So, going out with a bang would be the one and only legendary Whitney Houston. Come on, guys. We all know how Whitney is. It would be Dance With Somebody, guys.
Yeah. So, this ends our, or kicks off, first segment. So, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.